USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Heavy snow is forecast today for Kyiv, where temperatures are expected to drop below freezing, and millions of people in and around Ukraine's capital city are without heat or light. In Geneva, the UN is promising help for Ukrainians across the embattled nation who are suffering from the relentless Russian attacks on infrastructure needed to supply electricity for heat, water, and light. Here is UN Humanitarian Aid Coordinator Jens Lehrke.
Ukraine is turning increasingly cold, without power, without steady water supply, and without heating. We and our partners are supporting the authorities with generators to critical facilities such as hospitals and schools. Nearly 400 generators have already been delivered by UN agencies, and thousands more are in the pipeline.
A cruise ship passenger who went overboard is lucky to be alive. The passenger, identified as a 28-year-old man treading water on the Gulf of Mexico for as many as 15 hours after falling from a Carnival Valor cruise ship late Wednesday. Officials say the passenger is in stable condition. U.S. Coast Guard Search and Rescue Coordinator Lieutenant Seth Gross says he's very lucky individual.
If it wasn't for the alert watchstanders and the crew members on board the motor vessel who initially saw him and then vectored in the helicopter, it could be a very different story.
There may be a lack of uniformed police officers in your town.
With retirements up and new recruits in short supply, law enforcement agencies are facing staffing shortages. A survey from the Police Executive Research Forum found that the number of new officer hirings was down nearly 4% in 2021 compared to 2029. The survey from earlier this year found that there were close to 24% more retirements among law enforcement during the same period. The uptick in retirements and resignations were driven in part by low pay. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Club Q employees who survived the mass shooting that killed 5 people are now facing financial strain since the Colorado Springs Club shut down. Michael Anderson was bartending on the night of the shooting, and he says members of the community are reaching out to help.
Tiara, one of our newest family members here, has started a personal GoFundMe for the club staff, performers, people who are just not having that income right now just because of the fact that it is shut down.
A violent workers' revolt at the world's largest iPhone factory this week in central China is further scrambling Apple's strained supply and highlighting how the country's stringent zero-COVID policy is hurting global technology firms. The trouble started last month when workers left the factory campus in Zhengzhou, the capital of the central province of Henan, due to COVID fears. Short on staff, bonuses were offered to workers to return. But protests broke out this week when the newly hired staff said management had reneged on their promises. Daniel Ives, managing director of equity research at Wedbush Securities, said every week of this shutdown and unrest, we estimate it's costing Apple roughly $1 billion a week in lost iPhone sales. In the SEC on Saturday night, there was a huge game between Texas A&M and LSU. Here with the final call is Andrew Monaco on Learfield as Texas A&M takes down LSU.
Ball game. Aggies. 38-23. They take down number 6 LSU. And Kyle Field is still magical.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.